of the crew that is interviewing different members of the Jewish community in Louisville, Kentucky for the Oral History Project that is co-sponsored by the Louisville Jewish Community Federation and the University of Louisville. I'm interviewing my grandmother, Amy Miller. Grandma, what's the date of your birth?
September the 27th, 1884.
And your present address is Brown, Christopher East Nursing Home on Brown's Lane.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'd like to get a little bit of your personal history about when, what were your parents' names?
My mother first.
Fine.
Pauline Copeland's Isaacs.
All right.
And my father was Harry Isaacs.
Uh-huh. Now, was your mother a native Louisvillian?
Yes.
She was born in Louisville, Kentucky?
Yes.
How about her parents?
They were born in Germany, but I...
You don't know where?
No.
But your grandparents migrated to Louisville, Kentucky?
And my father was born in London, England.
Your father was born in London, England. All right. Now, when you were born here in Louisville, where were you born?
Up on Market between Wenzel and Campbell, or Campbell and Johnson. Should we go out?
All right. You were born on Market Street between Wenzel and where?
Campbell or Wenzel and John? Wenzel and Campbell. Isn't that, aren't those streets one after the other?
That's all right. That's close enough. Was there a large segment of the Jewish community that lived in that area?
No.
Oh, you were unusual.
Well, there was another Jewish family.
I see.
Kleins.
The Kleins? Is that Harry Klein's?
His name is Harry Klein, but I don't know if he's ever related to those Kleins.
I see. Well, where did the majority of the Jewish people live at that time?
They lived on Walnut.
I see. Why'd you all live over on Market? You don't know. Okay. What was your father's business?
Well,
When you were born in Market and Wenzel and so forth, what business was your father in?
Well, I think he made cigars.
He made cigars.
And later on, he sold on the road bonded whiskey.
And is that the business that he stayed in then?
Yeah.
The whiskey business. Did you all stay on Market Street for quite a while?
No. They moved on Floyd between Gray and Chestnut when I was in the first grade of school.
Where'd you go to school?
Floyd and Chestnut.
You don't know the name of the school?
It was called Finn's, right? I don't know the name.
I see.
It's torn down just in the last couple of years.
It's probably near where the Jewish hospital.
Right at Floyd and Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
The general hospital is opposite.
Did you had several sisters and three sisters and two brothers? Now, did your brothers go to any kind of Hebrew school here in Louisville?
Yes, it was on First between Walnut and Chestnut, where the first YMCA building was on that street too, First.
On First Street? I see. Were you a member? Was your family members of the YMHA?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But we were members of the temple.
What temple was that?
Rishon.
I see. Does your family have a long history in Brish Sholem Temple?
Yes.
I'd like to hear about it.
My grandfather was one of the founders.
I see. What was his name?
Zacharias Koblenz.
All right. He was one of the founders of Brish Sholem.
And Adath Israel and Brish Sholem were together then, and they, part of them wanted to be conservative, another part wanted to be
reform.
So my grandfather went to the conservative,
which was
Brish Sholem.
Brish Sholem, and when it first started out, was considered conservative. Was it?
I can remember when the men wore their hats
at Brish Sholem.
And towels.
Huh? I never knew that about Brish Sholem. I always thought it was always reform. So you grew up in Brish Sholem. Did you go to Sunday school at Brish Sholem?
I went to Hebrew school and Sunday school.
At Brish Sholem?
At that little temple.
Where was it?
On First between Walnut and Chestnut.
I see. And your family were always members of Brish Sholem. Was there much intermingling among the different congregations then, like between Adath Israel and Brish Sholem?
I don't think so.
You sort of stayed with your own. Were your brothers bar mitzvahed?
No, I really don't. I think I don't really remember that.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Lottie was confirmed.
Was confirmed? Were you confirmed?
Yes.
From Brish Sholem?
Yes, from that little temple.
You remember when it moved to Second in college?
Yes, I do. My sister Ethel was in the first confirmation class there.
Your sister Ethel is how much younger than you?
5 years.
You two are the two youngest ones in the Isaacs family, right?
Yes.
Now, Grandma, when we stopped talking, we were talking about Brish Sholem. Is there anything significant that you can remember back from when you were a child as far as Brish Sholem is concerned?
Yes. I was confirmed with 5 boys.
Oh, really? You remember any of their names?
Yes. One was Harry Rosenbaum.
Mm-hmm.
And one was Wells, I forget his first name.
Who was the rabbi?
Dr. Miller.
Dr. Miller? He
wasn't the rabbi that I first remembered, though, but I can't think of his name. Mm-hmm. I could tell you some scandal about it.
Oh, really? About the first rabbi?
What the first rabbi did.
What he did?
There was two sisters whose mother was Jewish and the father wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to Sunday school, the rabbi wouldn't allow them to stay there because they weren't fully Jews. And I don't think I'd put that in.
Well, that's all right. You didn't say anything bad. Is that the scandal?
Yes.
I thought you were going to tell me something good.
They cried.
Only because they were not full Jews, he wouldn't let them stay in the Sunday school. But you can't remember his name.
No.
But then came Dr. Miller.
Dr. Miller not only confirmed me, he married me, and I was a president of the sisterhood. And he spoke of me as being one of his children.
Is that Naomi Wiles'
father?
I see. Let's go back now a little bit more about the areas that you lived in. Now, when you were born on East Market Street. And when you were about 6 years old,
We moved to, I think the number was 927 South Floyd.
South Floyd.
That's between Chestnut and Gray.
Okay, that's right in the medical center now. Okay. Now, how long did you live there? Is that where you stayed until you got married?
Yes. No. We moved around on Gray Street, 315 East Gray, and I was married from my home.
I see. Now, you, did a lot of Jewish people live around there at that time?
Well, I wouldn't say so.
But
the Jewish settlement was more on Walnut, from Preston on down.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember many of the businesses that Jewish people were in, or at that time? Your father was in the whiskey business.
My grandfather was in the candy business.
Oh, really?
He sold candy.
Here in Louisville. His name was?
Zacharias Koblenz.
I see. And, but it wasn't a family business that went on or anything?
No.
Okay. How about your mother's family? That was your mother's family, yeah. Zacharias Coleman. Your father was from England. Okay. So, when did you get married? In what year?
1906.
Mm-hmm. And you married Henry
June
Miller.
June the 12th.
Henry Miller, who was from Cincinnati, Ohio.
No, he lived in Louisville.
Eh? But originally he was from Cincinnati. Uh-huh. All right, so let's... Do you remember any Jewish institutions in the city at that time? You've mentioned the Hebrew school. Your brothers attended that. Was that a community Hebrew school?
No, it was in connection with the temple.
Just with Bris Sholem. Was this already after Bris Sholem and Anath Israel had split up?
Yes.
What about the YMHA?
I remember that.
And that was
it
where?
It was on First, between Walnut and Chestnut.
So all of the Jewish community life sort of centered around that area, Walnut, because uh-huh. everybody walked, I guess.
I walked to Hebrew school from where I lived up on Market. No, I guess
you
I
were
was,
already
no,
moved.
I'd already moved. I walked from Floyd to First.
Well, tell me something. You've mentioned the Hebrew school, but that was in connection with the temple. And you've mentioned the temple. Can you recall any other Jewish organizations at that time, institutions like the YMHA?
I don't think there were.
There just wasn't anything yet. We hadn't gotten started good. All right, so you grew up in the temple, and you married, and after you married, where did you move?
On Chestnut, between Hancock and Clay.
So you were really within a 3 or 4 block area all this time.
Eddie always asked what happened on Chestnut Street.
Lots happened on Chestnut Street. All right, so then you too, you and Grandpa Henry Miller took your place at Bris Sholem at that time also, and were you active in the temple?
I was very active. I became president of the sisterhood.
Do you remember what year?
No.
All right.
Oh, yes, I could.
It's on that thing at the temple, I know.
Because Ben, Dan, I was pregnant with him.
So it's about 50 some odd
it's
years?
It's about, well, he's 57.
Mm-hmm. 57 years ago, you were president of the sisterhood. I seem to recall that you had some connection with the Council of Jewish Women.
Yes, I was on the board.
I see. And
I was membership chairman when Mrs. Zellner was the president.
Do you remember any of the projects at that time that council was involved in? You did any of the philanthropic things that they did or anything?
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. In this period of your life, can you remember any of the things that you were active in?
The war was on, and I
That's
went...
the First World War.
The First War, and I went every week with Should I mention who with?
Yes, that's fine.
With Alice Cook.
That's Mrs. Morris Cook.
To Cam Taylor and did hospital work.
Was this done under the auspices of an organization?
It was.
What organization was that? You remember?
The Benevolent Society, I guess.
Jewish Ladies Benevolent Society.
It was kept up with, they furnished the cigarettes.
Weren't you some kind of a girl or something? And didn't you have some kind of a title when you did that? You and Aunt Allen?
The Pretzel Girls.
The Pretzel Girls. That's what I thought. What, did you give away pretzels?
We visited in the wards.
Out at Camp Taylor.
And my children were small, of course. And I received lovely letters from the parents of some of these real sick boys, and my husband made me stop going to the contagious wards for my own protection and for the children.
That's right. So you work basically for the Sisterhood, for the Council of Jewish Women, and for the Jewish Ladies Benevolent Society.
No, I wasn't the benevolent, it was something else. It was some kind of service for the soldiers. I forget.
Do you know? I mean, you were one of the earlier members of the council. At that time, you don't recall any of the projects or reason why it existed?
I can't remember. I know Mrs. Ottenheimer was for president mm-hmm. when I joined, because she thrilled me so with her explanations of everything. She was a wonderful person.
I know. And she's still doing the trust that she
created
said. Still,
a trust fund.
That's right. She's still doing good work. Can you remember anything that might be of importance or just interesting or about the early years here in Louisville? What did people do for entertainment?
Well, our sisterhood had a minstrel show.
Uh-huh.
And I took part in it. I was one of the end men, blackface. And we often gave we had programs, entertainments, and we'd have a carnival. Every year we'd have a carnival to raise money.
This was the Brisholm Sisterhood.
Brisholm.
Mm-hmm. How about Grandpa? Was he involved in any of this?
Your Grandpa.
Right.
He was on the board. He was president of Brisholm for 4 years.
You don't recall the year, do you? That too is over at the temple. I could get that information.
And then my son, Charles, was president. I think he was president for 1 year. And my son, Dan, was treasurer.
So that the Miller family has been long associated with Brisholm. Do you recall at that time, were there any Orthodox or conservative Jews in the city? Did they not mix?
I don't think they mixed.
Graham, I want to ask you another question. Tell me, what kind of a relationship did you as Reformed Jews have with the rest of the Jewish community? Did you know people other than people at Brisholm?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Of course I.
Was there
there were a lot of our members that left our temple and then joined Adath Israel.
Yeah, but Adath Israel was very similar to you. It was a basically German Reformed Jews. Yes. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. Had Adath Jeshurun started yet? Had any Knesset Israel or Anshin Sfard?
I don't think so.
Did you know any of these Orthodox?
I don't know the name, but I guess it's Anshin Sfard. They had a temple up on Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Was there much association between the congregations?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can remember out of these years, these early years, that might be helpful to us in going back and to see how different organizations started and what their needs were and why they changed or anything like that? Or do you feel that we've covered most of that?
As far as I'm concerned, we have, because I don't remember that when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Was your mother a member of anything?
She was a good member of Ritschel. She organized a sewing circle that met once a week and sewed for, made clothes for poor people. She was a hard worker.
So basically, your early years as a child and your early married years and through your whole life, you have been very active and interested in Bris Sholem. Well, that's one of the main things. If you could think of anything about the early days at Bris Sholem, it might be helpful.
Well,
it was just, did life revolve around the temple? Did you attend services weekly?
And I walked.
Well, there wasn't any other way, was there?
We had streetcars.
Oh.
That were pulled by horses. I remember that.
Well, sure. Well, we'll come back to this after lunch then.
It's on Morton Avenue before then.
Well, let's talk now and see if we can't tie a lot of this together. After you married, you lived where?
First?
Yes.
Chestnut.
All right. And that was very near your family home, wasn't it?
Yes.
Then after you left Chestnut Street, where did you move as a family?
I moved from Chestnut to Gray, right across from where my parents lived.
All right, and after that?
Then I moved out to 2024 South First Street. I just had Charles.
And that was almost 70 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me this. When you lived out on First Street, where on First Street? Do you remember? I mean, between what other streets?
Between Brandeis and Avery.
All right. Now you're
or Bar B.
Okay, we got the general area. Was this where most of the Jewish people lived at that time? Or had
They lived on Second Street, in further on Second.
I see. And how come you all moved
away? Well, when I moved out on Hill, there was quite a few Jewish people there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't thickly populated.
It wasn't like a ghetto.
No.
All right. Now, that was in 1908 that you lived out on First and First Street. When did you move to Hill Street?
First Street.
Didn't you just tell me you lived
there? Yes, I lived out there before I moved. Well, from out on First Street, I moved I didn't move from First Street to Hill right away. I lived on Morton Avenue.
Up in the Highlands?
Mm-hmm.
You went up?
And I went up there and there weren't any Jewish people. And my children would go to the YMHA that was on First Street. First or Second? I don't know. Second, I guess.
Was it where it was when I was a little girl, at Second and Jacob?
Yes, that's where it was.
And they went down from Morton Avenue.
Uh-huh.
How'd they get down there?
On the streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very lonesome.
Out on Morton Avenue.
Yes. And so
we moved then to 110 West Hill.
Now, was this near the Jewish...
The school was right at the corner.
What school was
Cochran.
It? Cochran School.
And...
Is that where your children went to school?
Dan went to kindergarten there, and Charles and Ben went to grade school. That's when Charles and Henry Hennick had a time.
Is that when they
played hooky.
Oh, I thought they played in the orchestra.
Oh, no, that was up on Broadway.
What
from Morton Avenue, they went to that big school at Broadway. You know, it was called Normal School, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Well, it was. It's still there now.
It's called something else, I think. Okay. You mentioned over lunch something about the Jewish Welfare Board. I know we're going back a period in time, but that was during the First World War?
Yes.
And what did they do?
They had us all working for the soldiers.
Where were the soldiers?
The first soldiers were at Camp Taylor. And once a week, Alice Cook and I would go out there with pretzels and cigarettes that were furnished. There was a lot of the women that went out there on different days, see?
And this was sponsored by the Jewish Welfare Board. Do you recall anything else that the Jewish Welfare Board did at that time? Any of the officers, any of their projects?
It was all war.
Well, I'm trying to think then. Let's see. Now you've got your children are in Cochran School, and you're living out on Hill Street.
And Dan was 5 years old then, and he went to kindergarten. The next year he couldn't go back. They didn't have a chair for him. They had so many, and he cried. He came home. He said, I told him, what was her name? Anyhow, he said, I told her I'd bring my own chair.
Ah, did he ever get in?
Then when he did get in, he was a bad boy. I said to him, were you a good boy today? He said, yes, you just put me in a little corner. He went to a paid kindergarten. It was at First and is there such a street as Ship?
Yeah.
Out there?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where he went, and they'd call. It was $5 a month, I think. And they'd call for him in a station wagon, depot wagon, pick up the children. And he learned French there. And then that next year, I took him out of kindergarten because I was going to Baltimore to visit my folks. And oh, he was spoiled rock, Dan was. And my brother saw him get slapped. That was all he had to see. He gave him a whipping with an inch of his life. He never did smack me again.
Well, I don't know what else to ask you, Graham, about the different organizations. Your children were all raised at Bris Sholem, were confirmed. I know this is going to be very helpful to the university because they want to get an area-wise where how people moved around.
Walnut was the first Jewish settlement that I knew. Nearly every house from Preston on down to Brook was Jewish. Dr. Letterman, who was a big eye, ear, and nose throat doctor, he lived right on the corner of Floyd and Walnut, and his sister Flora, who was a very good friend of mine, and there was next door to them was a family by the name of Newberger. They were, he was a big shot in Bris Sholem. I used to see him come on Saturday with his tall beaver hat. Yeah. My grandfather wore a beaver.
Yeah. Really?
You set up on the pulpit every
one
Saturday.
One of those kind like
no,
the Hasidic?
A top, like a full dress.
Oh, like a top hat.
That's it.
And that's what he wore on the pulpit?
Yeah. Dressed up on Saturday.
I see. Did they have Friday night services?
Yes.
They did have them. I thought that was relatively new. Shows you whatever I think's new happened a long time ago.
Why, we went we went to temple every Friday night on when we lived on Morton Avenue. We'd ride the bus.
Down to where?
Second and Broadway, and we'd walk out to college. That was the one Friday night, Hilmer Ehrman, Ernestine's grandfather. He got on the bus. He didn't know that we lived on Morton Avenue, and two doors from us, he had a woman.
Oh.
She was bussed in, a blonde. When he saw us get on that car, he nearly had a fit. And Dad and I, we nearly had one too when he said, "Where are you all going?"
Had a German.
I said, "We're going home." "Right, where do you live?" "We live on Morton Avenue." He said, "Well, I'm getting off one square before you get to Morton Avenue. Now, what's the name of that street?"
Like he didn't know, huh?
Dad and I stood on the corner of Morton Avenue and Baxter till our crocuses froze, watching for him. And he went through the alley.
Oh, he was going to see his girl.
And it wasn't long, he moved her out of there.
Really? Did you ever tell Ernestine about it?
I sure did. I didn't blame him because he had two wives, but they were both hellcats.
This is going to go good out at the university.
Yes. You're not going to put that in.
It's on.
What is it?
Grandma, I just asked if there were any... this. I just asked if there were any leaders of the Jewish community that Grandma could remember, and she referred to, who was that, Simon
Lyon?
Yes.
And Herman Meyer.
Right. You remember when he started his funeral home?
No. He started his funeral home much later.
Oh, really?
He was secretary of our temple for years.
Well, I think that what I'll do is keep this tape and I'll come back, and you might have some other things that you can remember that we can put on here, because I won't turn it in right away. Can you think of anything else that might be informative? Can you remember when the Jewish community did start to move out to the Highlands? Because you moved out to Edgelin Avenue. When was that?
I think it was 1923.
You moved to Edgelin Avenue. That's two blocks before Eastern Parkway. Was this unusual for a Jewish family to move out there at that time?
Yes, it was.
Were you lonesome again like you were on Morton Avenue?
No.
Why?
Well, because we had a car and we could go places easy.
Wasn't Grandpa's business near there too?
Yes. He was in the bed and bedding business at Longest and Bardstown Road.
What was the name of it?
Henry Miller and Son. Sons.
Right. Now, that was, what was it, the Depression that...
1928, we went in business. And in 29, the Depression hit us. And we stayed in business for 7 years. And finally, we sold out.
Well, I'm going to just cut this off now, and then we'll come back to it some other time.